Garoy, how do you scrub it? How do you like l'chodesh? You're sending a new shoe, though, new leathers, you'll have to scrape it. B'mai, with what? Aravua begav sakin. You could do the back of the knife. Omalei Yehu Saba, samri doch mikamehu. Take away this dinner from what I'm going to teach you. The Tony Rebbe Chia. Ein megarin, no, you're not allowed to scrape leather on Shabbos. Loi manu chodesh, not new shoes. Loi manu yosh, not old shoes. That's why we saw the halacha yesterday. Because when you come to scrape the leather with a sharp thing, something sharp like a knife, you're going to smooth out the leather. And smoothing out the leather, that's the issa mishum amachik. So you saw also, when you want to scrape off, you have mud on your shoes, and you want to scrape it off, you shouldn't scrape it off on a piece of metal, a sharp piece of metal, sticking out someplace. Because if you're going to rub your shoes on a sharp piece of metal, it's going to smooth out the leather itself, and that's the issa mishum amachik. So the answer is going to either rub it off on the ground or on the wall, albeit it's not something sharp. Right. For lo yisach es ragloi shemen vu b'toy chamano. If you have your foot is in the shoe, you're not allowed to start now rubbing yourself with oil. Why? Because the oil is going to go directly into the shoe, and that's exera mishum ibud. It looks like you're working over the leather. When the oil goes into the shoe, it's mabed, it works over the leather. It's mahana the leather, it's also to do. It's doima turum lecha of ibud, of working on leather. So if you're wearing the shoes, you can't put oil into your shoes, into your foot. Or else if your foot is in the sandal, and the sandal is the same thing. What you're allowed to do is first when your shoes, you have no shoes on, just your barefoot, you can put shemen, put oil on your feet. And then after your foot is full of shemen, you can put your foot into the mantle, into the shoe. Or else you can put it then into the sandal. Why? Because you didn't do it directly, the shemen into the shoe, so it's not nickel like you're going to be mabrit, and it's ain't a meskavin, it's mutter. You're allowed to pour shemen over your whole body, and then you could roll over a leather mat. Even though now the shemen is being misak in the mat, fight it, this mutter. Since it wasn't done directly, it's mutter. Trashi or sholot, a piece of skin. There's no chash. We're only talking about the kavona, that you first put the shemen on your foot, and now you're putting your foot into the shoe, that you want the shemen to go into the shoe, is only to make it look nice. The sachta, like to shine it. If you're only doing it to shine the leather, that's mutter. But if your kavona is that you first put the shemen on your foot, and now you put your foot into the shoe, if your kavona is to ma'abed the shoe, to make the shoe, the leather, better leather, then avada b'tzosa. For at the Gemara, la'abda pshita. If you have kavona to ma'abed the shoe, avada b'tzosa. So that's nisa deraisa then. That's nisa ibud. It's only mutter if your whole kavoner is just to make it shine. So do shine, it's mutter. Mashenka, if your kavoner is that when you want to put your foot now into the shoe, to be ma'abed the shoe, to make the shoe, the leather better, that's an isidir aisa, bottom it's awesome. But that's one kasha. If you have kavoner, you'll have the pshita, it's awesome. Vesu, another thing is shver, even if you have a ferish kavona to shine the shoe, is that mutter? Who holds you allowed to put oil on the shoe to shine the shoe? So Rashi is Tatsu Mishori, Bimiskavin, Hoikul Migzer Otalavdoi. Even though Midiraisa shining it is no Issa, there's only an Issa if you ma'abid, you work over the leather. Rakopon and Midirabonin is awesome to put shemen in the shoe, to shine the shoe, because the Xera Otto you put the shemen, Amanasa ma'abid it. So Avad, if you have a Ferisha Kavonim to make the shoe shining, Avad is still awesome, Midirabonin, to put the shemen there. So the Gemara Ella. This is the halach. This is where you should learn it. Omer Rav Chizda, Loishana, when do we say it's mutter again to put the oil on your foot and then put your foot into the shoe? Ella shir letzachtechay. Hey Zavadi, you have no kavana now, even to shine the shoe. Your kavana was tam metchili. You put oil on your foot. You want to oil your foot. Now you put your foot into the shoe. It's mutter. What's the din of the tzachtchoy? It depends how much oil you put on, how much shemen you put onto your shoe, your foot. The only smut if you put a small amount of shemen on your foot. Only a shil tzachtchoy. Al shil avdoi. But if you put so much shemen on your feet metchila to shear that much shemen will be ma'abed the skin, the or, then it's osur. Even if you have stam kavona. Trash shila tzachzchoi. So how you call kach shemen hanishav l'or migufoy? You don't have that much shemen to start off with. That's not going to go into the shoe so much. They'll have it l'or. El tzachzchoi. It's only enough to shine the shoe. But meu iyo afil tzachzchalem es loymis chaven. Even then, it's only mutter when you don't have kavana for this purpose. You had stam kavana to put the shemen on your foot, and now you decide to wear shoes. So you'll have to put your shoes on. I now the shemen will shine the shoe. That's mutter. Since you didn't have kavana and there's only enough shemen on your foot to make the shoe shine, that's mutter. But if you put enough shemen on your feet that this much shemen could be ma'avid the skin, ma'avid the shoe, then it's usur even though you didn't have kavana for that. Tana rabbanan lo yetze katan b'mana gadol. A small person can't walk out with a bigger size shoe. And the swar is poshid because it's going to fall off Rishus Rabbim, and we're afraid to come to carry it. Mashenka in a shirt or a jacket or a coat that he could wear, because no matter how small he is, it's not going to fall off. You put a shirt, good, it'll look mother on you, but it's not going to fall off. Only a shoe is the gzeir will come to fall off. There's only a lacha by an isha, b'mano meroifet. If you have a shoe that has a hole on the top of it, it's about noshma, very makpid. We're afraid that if they put it on and wear it, b'shus rabim, someone will laugh at them, and they'll take it off in the middle of b'shus rabim. So an isha can't wear a shoe that has a rip on the top of the shoe. Trashim merufet, karua melmal, if there's a rip on top of the shoe, an isha can't walk out with it on Shabbos. When people start laughing at her in the Shusar Rabbim, she'll be afraid she'll take it off and carry with it. So only an Isha is so makbet. She can't use it for Chalitza either. The Yimcholtza, if she does it for Chalitza, it's also Ksheira. But the Yavar Abadim is kosher. An Isha, if she bought new shoes and she didn't wear them at all before Shabbos, she's not allowed to wear shoes the first time on Shabbos to walk out with these shoes. Why? Only with an isha, because the svarzrashi the manu chodesh. Before we also shloyotza by the joint. If she didn't wear it yet before Shabbos, uvisha kaminim the isha makpedis. An isha is very makped about her shoes. It may not mechaven lemidas raglam. If it doesn't have a perfect fit, she'll take it off. Avul yotza by kvar. But let's say she wore it before Shabbos, then a kira by the mechaven ulo. Then she knows it's a right fit. Oz ain't a makpedis, then she's not makpedis. But as though she didn't try it on before Shabbos, she wears it the first time on Shabbos, we're afraid. In the middle of Rosh Hashanah, she'll decide this is not a good fit, I'm taking it off, I'm not going to wear it no more, and we're afraid she'll walk with it Rosh Hashanah. So Nisha can't walk out with new shoes if she didn't wear them before Shabbos. Tony Bakapur. If she didn't go out with it a little bit before Shabbos, if she went out before Shabbos, then about with Mutter. Tony Chod, one writer says, Shoimtin Manol Miagabel Imus. Imus, that's the foot where they make the shoes on. What do you call it? The metal piece the shoemaker uses, that the fus. Yeah, it's the metal piece that he puts the shoe in to make. So it's Mut, Tony Chod, the Shoimtin Manol, you'll have to pull off the shoe out of this hold on Shabbos. Miagabel Imus on Shabbos. Vetan Edith, another writer says, Ain't Shoimtin. You're not allowed to take the shoe out of this hold that it's in. Lekasha. I tell you, it's a machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbonin. If the shoe has the same shoe, is it called a kli or is it called not a kli? The Reb Lezer Muksa. Trash ear. What's machlokes? That none. Mano shagabe imus. You have the shoe that's still on its form where it's being formed. The shoe is still on the metal where you make the shoe. Is Reb Lezer mitar? Reb Lezer, old that shoe is not called a kli yet. If a sheriff touches it, it's tar. So according to Reb Lezer, since it's not called a kli yet, it's muksa. You can't touch it on Shabbos. But chamim mitamim, the chamim say no. Even though the shoe is still in its form, of it's still called, it's called a kli, and it could be mekabel tumah. So b'zada the chamim is called a kli, and it's not muksa. Marhon niichol a rava. This is only good according to rava. To yomar dov or shemlach to liyisar bein letzara gufay bein letzarech mekaymai muter. Then I'll tell you shaper. There is the shailer is a kol parim this form. Like the shoemaker's metal piece, that's called the malach d'liyisur. Hey, that form, what do you do with that form? You use it to make shoes on. And it's also to make shoes on Shabbos. So pshita, that metal piece is muksa. Now what do you have? You have the shoe on top of the form. Now even if you tell me the shoe is called the kli, but I call upon him, when you get the shoe out of the form, you can't just pull the shoe out. You have to also move the form also. You have to hold that metal piece and also try and pull it out.
So Khuru, you're being metalto this piece of muksum. So good, the form is called a klishum nakli yitzurim, so you want to move it. Now when you move this metal piece, you're not moving the tzarek gufay. You're not doing it for the metal piece itself. It's only called tzarek mekaymai. You want the makam, the shoe is in the form right now. So you want to move the form out to be able to use the makam of the form to use the shoe. So that's cool. You want to be metalto klishum nakli yitzur l'tzarek mekaymai. Not to use the actual kli itself, just you want the makam where this form is. The form now is inside the shoe, and you want to use the makam, you want to use the shoe, so you have to pull the form out. So the marhon nichol rava, the amar dava shom lachli yisav. You have a kli that's shom lachli yisav, like a hammer is ben the tzarek gufay. You're allowed to move the hammer if you want to crack open a nut to use the hammer itself. Ben the tzarek mekaymei. Stam, you have the kli on the chair. You want to sit down. You got to take it off. Is Mela Shapir, here also is good. You're allowed to move the form out of the shoe because you want to use the makam of the shoe now. Ela Labaya, the Yomatzer Gufay Mutter. Abaya says, no, even a Klisham Lachtel Yisr, it's only Mutter to move the hammer if you want to use the goof of the hammer itself. But Tzarech Mekayim Yasser, but if you want to move the hammer to use its makam, it's Yasser. So here, how could you move the form out of the shoe? You don't want to use the form itself, that's Muksam. You just want to use the makam. So it's also according to Abaya, Maikla Neymar. And the Gemara Hachra Mayaskina Brufuya. I think it's talking about where the shoe is not so tight on the form, and all you have to do is just pick up the shoe. Your taka don't have to move the form at all, so you're not being metatlit. The Tanya, Reb Yudu Aymer, Im Hayu Rafa Mutter, if the shoe is loose, then Avad, you can pick it off on Shabbos. So Chorma Dmar Diik now, Chorna Atma Diikash and Rafa. Taima the Rafa. Why is the Mutter to move the shoe? Because the shoe is loose on the form. Hola Rafa, Holoi, Rafa, Mashma, if the shoe would be tight on the form, that you can't stop pick the shoe off. But you also have to pull the form down. Mashmalai ublay basa then. So the marhoni yichal abaya. That's good according to abaya. The amar dava shemlach liyisur has this form. That's isur litzara gufay mutter. It's only mutter to touch it litzara gufay. If you want to use the gufa form, here you don't want to use the form itself. The tzarech mekayma yasser. You only want to use the tzarech mekayma. It's also then shaper. It's good. Why it says here you're not allowed to move the form out of the shoe. So if the shoe is tight on it, that you can't just pick the shoe up. It's tak osser. It's only mutter to move the shoe when the shoe is loose. So all you have to do is just pick up the shoe. So the bay is good. El the rubber. The yama ben tzarech gufa ben tzarech mekayma mutter. Rubber says no. Every kli shom lachtel yisser. A beard has a shame kli. You're allowed to touch it, even to use the makam where it is. So Bazai my ear roughly. Why does it say here you're allowed to take the shoe off? Because the shoe is only loose on the form. I feel it roughly. I feel it's not loose, even if it's very tight. So what do you have to do? You have to move the form. That should also be mutter according to Rava. Because the form is a kli, it's mlachtel yisur, but you want the makam. So the form now is in the shoe, you can't use the shoe. So you want that makam where it is, you're allowed to pull it away to use the makam. So why dask if it's loose? And the Gemara, Hahid Rebbe Yehuda. Mishund Reb Lezahu. I tell you, no, that Reb Yehuda said it's only mutter if it's loose, because he's going according to Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer says, Kol Zaman, the shoe is tight on its form, but Chal, it's not called a Kli. The shoe is Muksa. So according to Reb Lezer, when does the shoe become a Shem Kli? That's not Muksa, when it's loose. When it's loose on the form, then it has a Shem Kli. The Tanya, you do one Mishund Reb Lezer. And why you're rough a mutter? As Reb Lezer holds, calls the man, the shoe is tight on the form, it's not called a kli. So the shoe itself is muksa. How about it? Then it's osur. You can't touch the shoe. But when it's loose, then you're allowed to touch the shoe, have the shame kli. That's why it says it's loose. Then a chlam in loyte chachomim that say that the shoe always has a shame kli. So the shoe is not muksa. So then Avad, it's mut even to pull the form out of the shoe. Because lalach, we held like Rava, that a kli shom lach to liyisir, Avad is mutter, even a tzarek mekoyman. Yehadim lalach atoylem. Yeshun Day's test. Mutter litain mayim. Mutter litain mayim agabe mano l'shachshachoy. If you have dirt on your shoes, you're allowed to pour water on your shoes. It's on a shoe like a leather, hard leather. There, stomp pouring water is not called kibbutz. It's not called living washing it yet. So just to pour water on the shoe, to let the dirt come off, that's mutter. Abu l'chapsoy. But to wash it, da'ainu, she'meshavshayf, sad zeh, if you want to put water on your shoes, amanas to rub the shoes one against the other, then tak mitzosa. Because there is shayach kibbutz on leather, but since leather is harder, just pouring the water on leather is not called kibbutz. The only if there is, if your mamas rub the leather together. But just pouring water on leather is mutter. You're allowed to pour water on your shoes on Shabbos to let the mud come off it.
Avo beged mashenken a claw. That's much thinner. It's not thick. It's not stiff. It's smooth. Sheyesh olav lichla. So the Mechaber says if you have a dirty beged that has dirt on the beged, osar afil l'shachshechay. And this is an issa d'iraisa.
If you have a dirty spot on your beged or on your shirt, and you want to just pour the water on a dirty spot, that's the derech kibbutz. That's an issa d'iraisa of bimalabin, cleaning your begodim.
It's also to pour water on dirty spots on your beged. So the violence master from the Mechaber is only also if the beged is dirty. Master, if the beged will be a clean beged, there'll be no issa to pour water on it. That's where the Mechaber holds. We're still seeing the more chumra, even that's also. But I call upon if you have dirt on your beged, you're not allowed to even just pour the water there. Elo mekan choy b'mesatrit. You're allowed to wipe it off though with a shmata. If you have a ketchup stain came on your beged, take a handkerchief and just a towel, a shmata, and just rub it off. Bekal, v'loy b'doichik. You shouldn't rub it into your beged. Pen yischoy. Because maybe then you come to squeeze it out of your beged. And tchit is also awesome. So the answer is to rub it off. Or some people then take a knife. Take a knife and just be nagarit off your beged, that's mutter. How goes? Dr. Moore, O beged, shein olav lichluch. Let's say you have a clean shirt. You have no dirt on your shirt at all. Mutter lost its olav mayim water. You're allowed to pour a little bit water on your shirt. That's one sheet in the Moore. Of a beloy merubin, but to pour a lot of water, even on a clean shirt, is also shema yitzchot. But the rabbonin, it's also because the gzera made you come to squeeze it out. So this is the same sheet like the mechaber. That the only issa libun is, it has to be a derech where there's dirt and the beged. Then pouring water is cleaning it. But kolzumah the beged is clean, vice is not shaykh a real libun. So even to pour a little bit of water is mutter. But to pour a lot of water is awesome. The rabbanim maybe come to squeeze it out. Over the yesh oimrim, some say no, another shita, the chol inyan it's awesome. The yesh oisrim is b'chol inyan. It's awesome anything. It means any time you pour water, anytime you pour water onto your beged, even though it's clean, still it's offer. And the Chur, according to this shita, is the base yeis b'shem matur. It's an issa d'iraisa. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says about the metchil, you should be machmer, because the suffix is an issa d'iraisa. So if you have a clean beged, you're not allowed to pour water onto your begodim. Because there is a shita that holds that by begodim, just pouring water onto it is an issa of kibbutz. It's also a d'iraisa. One sheet there is only if it's a dirty beged. The other sheet is no, even though it's a clean beged, you're not allowed to pour water onto it. I swear we have sometimes the Gemara, it's mashma, you're allowed to mashma, you have to kasha then. If you have a puddle of water and you're going to see your Rebbe, you're allowed to go through the water. So how could you walk into the water with your clothing? You're getting your clothing wet. And the Chorat's the right according to the Shita. You're not allowed to put water onto your clothing. So Teretz says, like the Mogen Avraham says in Chof, V'yesh Oishrim, or the two derech lichluch shari. According to this shita, if you're doing a derech lichluch, like lamosho, when you're wiping something, if you have some dirt on the table, and you want to take a shmata and to clean it off, derech lichluch, that's not an issa kibbutz. Who wasn't like Mir, you're walking through the mud, you're walking through the dirty water. So since you're walking through dirty water, derech lichluch, that's no issa d'iraisa. Who didn't someone say, when you wipe your hands, if you have your hands, you wash your hands, now you want to wipe it on a towel, it's mutter to wipe it on towel, because that's called derech lichluch. According to this shittah, anytime you put water in it on a beged, it's an issa kibbutz. So how could you wipe your hands when your hands are wet? You're putting water into the beged, into the towel. How could you wipe the towel? The teretz is, that's called derech lichluch. Since that's not called derech kibbutz, that's not a way of cleaning the towel. If anything, if I care, you're putting the dirt of your hands into the towel, derech lichluch is mutter. So according to this shita, it's only yosam if you pour clean water, or else put your shirt into clean water. Just dipping your shirt into clean water, that's also according to the shita. And Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir the shita. Try not to pour water onto any begodim, or put any begodim into water, even though the beged is clean. Right. Haroichet yada. If you wash your hands, toiv lenagvam bekoyach. It's good metchila to rub them zeb zeb. Rub your hands together b'koyach. Lahosir mehem hamayim. In order to get as much water off your hands before you start wiping them, kefiyah cholte. As much water you can get off. Koydem sheikonchem b'mape. Before you wipe them on a towel. Why? Because the same now when you wipe it in a towel, like some sheets, you're putting the water into the towel. You shouldn't do it. No, you don't have to be chayshah for the shita. Layamrinon Shriyas Beged Zel Kibusaid Vikai Gavna. Like we said, the ain't there rak derech lichluch. Since when you're wiping your hands in a towel, that's called derech lichluch. That's the way you get something dirty. So that has nothing to do with cleaning. There wouldn't be any yisar kibus on this. You know, you don't have to be makbid to wipe your hands, like to rub your hands well before you start wiping it, because since it's derech lichluch, you could be mutter. And the ma'isa v'chein noigim. That's the minig olam, that we're not makbid before we wipe our hands, but after to get all the water we could off the hands. Because at this svarim, since wiping your hands is derech lichluch, that's not, it doesn't look like kibus, it's not called derech kibus, it's mutter even with rabbanim. L'chein mutter l'nagiv yodov v'beged shehitl boy tinik meraglayim. Same thing, they have like a diaper. You're allowed to wipe your hands on a diaper. K'dei levatlo. If you want to mevatlo, if there's a lot of meraglayim and you want to take away the smell, so you want the water to go into this. It's mutter. Why? The ain't there rak derech lichluch. You're not stop pouring water onto the diaper. You're wiping your hands on the diaper. So wiping your hands is not a derech cleaning. It's a derech lichluch. It's mutter. B'yalma. But to pour water onto a diaper, that's also. Because pouring water into the diaper, if I can, that's also according to everybody. Because the diaper is dirty. And now you're pouring water onto a dirty begid, that's mamash derech kibbutz, that's mamash also midiraisa. So to pour the water directly onto the diaper, that's midiraisa. The only answer is that if you want to wash your hands and then wipe your hands on the diaper, that's mutter. That's called derech lichluch, that's mutter. Right. You know, Mishenaslachlech Yodav Betit. If your hands got dirty, Betit with mud, your hands got muddy, dirty. Is Makan Choy, how do you wipe it off now? The Zon of Asus, the tail of Asus. So it's a Shailai, maybe it's Luxus, some say it's almost cut off, some want to say no, it's Mechuba to the Begid, it's Mechuba to the animal, and the Zon of itself, just to hear, it's not Luxus, no, a Shailai for Luxus. Or the Zon of Aporah, the tail of Aporah. Or the Mapa Kosher, also a very thick Mapa, a thick towel. That's used to get the koitzim, the thorns in it. Because then you're not makbid about washing it. But you can't rub your hands off with a regular towel. If you have dirty hands, lamish, they're shmustig hands, and not allowed to wipe it on a towel. Why? The Rabbanon is also, because usually in the middle of the weekday, if you take dirty hands and wipe it on a towel, right away you do is put the towel in the washing machine and start washing it. So the Rabbanon is also to wipe your hands on a towel on Shabbos. So I saw the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the Maaseh the Olam is not nizer in this. We're not mocked, but by the everybody wipes the hand on a towel. So he says this there doesn't apply to Zman Azir. Because today, even in the middle of the weekday, nobody, as soon as the towel, you wipe your hands on a towel, you right away take the towel and throw it away to wash it. That's what towel is made for. You wipe your hands once, twice, three, four times. You don't start washing the towel until it's mamish full of dirt. So, Mela, we're not mocked, but as soon as we wipe it one time to throw it and wash it, therefore you could be making on this. And that's the minig of them. Even though your hands are dirty, you go and wipe your hands on the towel. But mashma, if the minig is the middle of the weekday, that as soon as you wipe it, right away you take the towel and throw it into the washing machine, then it should be also do it on Shabbos. Right, you'd be. Also, l'nagev kois. You can't dry dishes on Shabbos, mikra din. Show you by mine, if you have dirty, wet dishes, you can't dry them. Or yayin b'mape, mishum, the osig lidei schita. Because we're afraid you're going to come to, wring out the towel. So you can't wipe it, you can't wash them on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham just says, l'dom l'mashe menagiv yodah b'mape. Before we said you could wipe your hands in a towel. So k'lefish yodah meluchles. The other teretz is because your hands are dirty. So that's called derech lichluch. Mashiach, and here we're talking about the dishes are already clean. You clean the dishes. So the water on the dishes is clean water. So you're putting clean water into the towel, that's awesome. But Lamais again, I saw the other Aruch HaShulchan says Lamais will not knock good on this. Everybody washes
here's a new pair. Here, Kuf Mem Aleph.
I'm a
base. Here, Neutel. Kuf Mem Aleph.
I'm a base.
Here, Neutel. So the Mishnah, Neutel Lodo Mes Benoi for Evan Biyode. A person is allowed to hold his child, even though the child is holding a stone. Hesaf Alpin, Bi Evan Biyode. So Chiddush is, even though when you hold a person, it's considered like you're holding the stone also, Feretz Mutter. There's no Issa Muks involved. So Drashi b'chotzer, we're talking about carrying him in the chotzer. It's not a shalat carrying outside b'shus rabin. It's a shalat carrying even in the chotzer in your house. The shalat al muksa. Since you're holding your son, that your son is holding your stone, and the stone is muksa, I would think it's also. We'll see in the Gemara kamashpo when it's mutta. We'll see in the Gemara when it's mutta. The kulkola who had to carry a basket for yevin b'toychay. Even though there's a stone inside the basket, still it's mutta. If you have a basket that's full of truma tameya, as long as they're also truma tahira that a kohen could eat, so it's called an eichel on Shabbos, it's mutat metaltel. It's together, you could carry both of them together. Even though the truma tameya should be muksa, which you can't eat it, but since there's truma tahira here, it's mutat. V'yim ha'chulun, who are then if there's chulun, they're also treat it's mutat. Because the chulun is a heter, so it's called heter v'yus and mixed together, it's not muksa. We have Yehuda Oime Af Malanes HaMeduma V'yechad Umeya. Meduma means you have Truma that fell into so really Medirais it's Botu Chad Betray. If one apple of Truma fell into other apples of Chulin, so Medirais it's Botu Medirabonin it's also it's called Meduma unless it's Botu V'yechad Umeya. If one into 100, then it becomes Mutter. So Yehuda Oimer Af Malan Esam Duma B'Yechad Umeya means on Shabbos Yel Smuter. Let's say you have this truma of apple that you're not allowed to eat. For you, it's also, and you want to throw it into 100 other apples of chulin. It's mutter to do metchil on Shabbos to let you eat the whole thing. We'll see in the Gemara why. So Drashi Af Malan Esam Duma saw truma. You have one saw truma shenoflo lekuf shachulin. Fell into 100 measurements of chulin. The kaimlon the oila. In such a case, even with the rabbonin, it's bottle and umutter. And you're allowed to eat it. The oila. Now, Reb Lezer be mechadish mutter la loiser lisaw truma mehen b'shabbes v'yachulu mutarin. And the chulin will be mutter. V'loyer mina masaknu b'mor u'v'gemor meforsh taima. He's talking about a case where before Shabbos the truma fell into 100 portions of chulin. So since it fell into 100 portions, it was already bottled before Shabbos. But the locher is, though, you're not allowed to eat from it until first you take out one saw, like in the Rabbanon, it's a din. You take out one saw from here, put it on the side, make believe that truma, and then the other 100 you're allowed to eat. So even though you didn't take this out before Shabbos, you have less holes on Shabbos, you're allowed to take it out. In a case where it already fell in one into 100 amounts, so it's bottled, no, but the Rabbanon, you're not supposed to eat it until first you take out one portion here to make believe as this you're taking out the truma. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And you don't say it's called you being misakin, because without this, you're not supposed to eat it. So who let this be called the Maisa Tikkin? Kamashko, no, it's mutter. I will see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara, Omar Rova, Hoitzi Tinik Chai, if you carry out a live child, the kiss totally b'tzavorei, and the kid has a kiss, a pocket, a wallet hanging around his neck. The kiss totally b'tzavorei. You should know chayiv mishum kiss. You chayiv midrais if you carry him out on the shus rabim because of the kiss. We don't say that the kiss is bottled to the tinnik because on it here. It's chayiv kusunsi. It's chayiv chatis. Mashenke in tinnik meis. Let's say you have a dead child. The kiss totally b'tzavorei, and there's something hanging around his neck. Then potter. Then we say a potter on both. We'll soon see why. So tomorrow, tinik chai v'kis tol lebet savori. What was the first din? That if you carry out a live child, and if there's he's carrying something around his neck, he has this kiss, he has this bag around his neck, it's chayiv mishum kiss. Yechayiv, of course, is considered like you're carrying out the kiss. Fred Gemara v'le chayiv nami mishum tinik. Why only chayiv mishum carrying out the kiss, the bag, the chur you carrying out the tinik? You're carrying him out to the shus rabbim. Why aren't you chayiv for the itzor of the tinik? The teretz is Rava ke Rebbe Nosim Tzvirulei. Rava holds like Rebbe Nosim. The Yoma Chai Noisi Atzmoi. As Midiraisa, there's no issa to carry out a live person because the Svara Chai Noisi Atzmoi. A live person carries himself like live weight doesn't weigh so much. So he said a Svara in Tosfos that this type of Eitzor wasn't in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they didn't carry live people. So Mel, for this Eitzor, Yechayiv. So Mel, on the Tinnik itself, Yepoter. No, why Yechayiv? For the kiss. And we don't say the kiss is bottled to the tinnik, because it's not that way. You're going to use the kiss. If someone comes, you have a wallet around his neck. Your zikr is going to take the wallet off and use it. So the wallet is not bottled to the tinnik. So when you carry out the tinnik and he's wearing this wallet, you're chayiv for carrying out the wallet. Shrashi chayiv mishum kiss, for loy mishum tinnik. kemafarish biyozel mishum kis miyom echayv leyamin iul lemapig lein elatinikom mapig lein. That's one svara. We don't say the chur. Who's carrying it? The child is carrying it. True, you're carrying the child, but maybe it's not considered you're carrying out the kiss. Kamashmla, no. Since you're carrying the child that's holding the kiss, it's as if you're carrying out the kiss. You're carrying out the wallet. Lukama parochlem masitzin. And soon we're going to ask the kasha from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is mash not like that. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to carry your child in your house, even though the child is holding a stone. So if you're going to say when you're carrying the child, and the child is holding something, it's like you're carrying out that thing, so how are you allowed to hold your child when he has a stone? It's like you're holding the stone. And the stone is muksa. You're not allowed to hold the stone on Shabbos. So soon the Gemara is we have the kasha and rava from the Mishnah. As rava says, when he carry out the tinnik, and he has a wallet around his neck, you're chai for carrying out the wallet, it's considered like you carried out the wallet. So why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to hold your son even though he's carrying a stone? It's even though it's in your house, but it should be awesome and shumuksa. I'm a soon going to ask. Weiter. What was the next halacha? Mashem came. For the more the question now of Levato kiss Lagabi Tinik. What do I care if he's carrying out the kid with the kiss? Why is the chayiv for carrying out the kiss? Why isn't the kiss bought to the tinnik? Mila Tanan, didn't we learn? As Achai Bemita, somebody carries out a live person in a bed on Shabbos in a stretcher, is Potter Afal Amita. He's Potter Midiraisa for even carrying out the mita. Why? Shamita Tfeil Aloy. Because the meat is bottled to the person. Like the stretcher is only here for the purpose of carrying the person. It's like bottled to the person. So also, when you're carrying out your child, even though he's wearing a necklace, he's wearing a wallet around his neck, why do we say Yechayiv Chatis? It's like you're carrying out the wallet. Why isn't the wallet bottled to the goof? The Teretz is, Mita Lagabi Chai Mavatilate. True, you mavatlet there. Like the bed is now for carrying this person, you mavatlet. Mashen can kiss Lagabi Tinik Le Mavatilate. But this kiss, this bag, this like wallet you have, even though now it's around the neck of the child, you're not going to leave it there. You zecha want to use it. It's a chashuv azachta kiss. So therefore, the kiss is not bottled to the tinik. So since you're carrying out the tinik, and the tinik is wearing the kiss, it's considered like you're carrying out this wallet, and you're chayy for that. Let's say you're carrying out on Shabbos a dead child. Even though there's a kiss, there's a wallet around his neck, we say potter. Here you're potter. For the Gemara, why? For lachayim mishum tinnik. Eshen is you're tearing out a tinnik. So vishleim, if he's alive, we have a svara chay nois yasatzmai. A live person like carries himself. So that type of oitzor wasn't in the Mishkan, you're potter for such oitzor. But here you're carrying out a dead person. For a dead person, he doesn't hold himself up, so why aren't you chayy for that? And the Gemara, Rav Reb Shimon Tzvirulein. Rav Hecha holds like Reb Shimon. To yom ha-kol melocha, shein tzricha legufon potter alein. Every melocha on Shabbos has to be a mleches machshevis, something that you need the goof of the hoitzor. Like we said, the purpose of the melocha in the Mishkan, the moshel hoitzor, when they carried out a shovel in the Mishkan, is the pshat because they needed the shovel over there. So they're carrying the shovel through the Rishas Rabbim because they have to use the shovel there. That's called hoitzor hatzorach legufon. Mashenk, and here the mace is never considered you need the mace outside. It's only the pshat, you don't want the mace to be here. Or we have a chiddush, even if you're taking them out lekfura. It's not the pshat that you need the mace for yourself over there. So mele, that's called a mlocha she'ein tzrich legufa. You do not need for yourself the actual hoitzor. It's only for the purpose of the mace itself. So that's not daima to a mlechas machshevis and your potter. And every time you carry out a mace, it's always called a mlocha she'ein tzrich legufa. Because you don't want to use the mace himself over there. It's not daima to carrying out a sefer. You'll carry out a sefer to over there. The pshat is, you want to use the sefer there. So that's why you chayy for it. So mele, here the tinnik on a mace, your potter, it's a mlocha she'ein tzrich legufa. Now the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, why are you potter? I lechura the mace has a kiss, has a wallet around him. So why aren't you chayy for carrying out the wallet? So Rashi says here it's a svara agav merirei mevatale lagabi tinik shemes. And since the father feels so bad now, he has a tinik hamace. So when the charm, when this kiss is around his neck, the wallet is around his neck. It's zichas svara the father doesn't have das to take the wallet off. Since he's feeling so bad now, he's like Mavatla there. He's going to leave the kiss there. He's not going to take the kiss away. As he feels so bad about the mace, he's not worried about the kiss. So on a tinnik hamace, to swara the kiss is like bottle to the goof. So therefore, for carrying out the tinnik itself, since he's mace, it's a mlocha shen tzvich l'gufa. Therefore, you put. So the Morat Tanan. It says now in our Mishnah, noita lo demes benoi fu'evin biyodei. This is not gave to your own house, not lavdach carrying outside, which is a rabbin, even in your own house. even though your son is holding a stone, which is muksa, still you're allowed to pick up your son and carrying around in the house. Is the chur is a kasha. Why? While Rav said if you carry out a tinik tushas rabin and is wearing a kiss, the wallet, you're chayiv, because it's considered like you're holding the kiss. So how can you hold your son in your house when he's holding muksa? Why isn't it considered like you're holding the muksa also? So why is it muta? Have the Gemara Amri Devei Rabbi Yanaim Betinik Sheyesh LeGiguyim Alovit. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to hold your son if he's holding a stone. It's not a pasha case. It's only like the son has special Giguyim, meaning like he's he wants his father very much. He feels very close with his father. He gets like homesick, like he's homesick for his father. So it hurts him very much. He'll have tremendous tsar if the father doesn't pick him up. So now the Rabbanu will make the father's allowed to pick up his kid in such a case. What should be the yisur? That when you're picking up the kid, it's considered like you're holding the stone, and the stone is muksa. So the mokum tsar for the tinik, the rabbanim weren't gezer on muksa. Trashi b'tinik sheish legiguyim alovit. Shim lo yitlenu, if the father wouldn't pick up his son now, yichle, the son would get so crazy, would get sick like. Lehemidu tiltu shleib yadayim b'mokum sakonam. The rabbanim weren't machm here, even though you're touching the muksa, since you're not touching the muksa directly, like you're really holding your son. So your son is holding the muksa. So even though it's called an indirect tiltol, but b'mokem chayli the rabbanu will make him. V'yaf agav lav sakonas tefoshes gemura, el sakonas chayli. Havad, your son won't die, there's no sakonas tefoshes. But even for such a sakona, also the rabbanu will make him. For the mori hochi, if that's the heter, you can hold your son even though he's holding the avisham muksa. Kosev achayla, avizay mai iri evan. Why does the Mishnah only say the chiddush when the son is